This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
To me, don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear, I think you made it clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, mad like a fool, but never forgotten.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true. As you already know, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there, you know, at that other place.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, so let's talk. How did you survive? How did it make out? How did you make out for it? You know, it's been a few days. It's been a few days since we got to hang out and do our thing. So how did it go for you? Did you do a lot of stuff? Did you get to hang out? Did you do the turkey treating stuff? I mean, it's been a long time, so don't get me wrong. I've missed you guys. I hope you had a fantastic time doing what you got to do, because that's always an important aspect. So let's talk real quick, So it is Monday, December the 2nd of 2024, day 337th of the year, and only 29 days left to go. Yeah, that's what's going on. 29 days. I remember earlier this year as we were talking about the countdown, I was like, well, it'll be here at no time. And I already feel like we're there and ready to go. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit. If you're new here, well, welcome aboard. If you've been here before, welcome. Thank you for coming back. Our show consists about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of how the whole rigmarole of the whole show goes. So there you go. So we talk about safety. We talk about the news. We bring in some professional broadcasters as they will talk about everything that is going on inside of the world out there, because that's kind of what they do. And then outside of that, you can interact with our show if you want to at callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. They'll get everything moving and grooving our general direction. Once you get there, video, audio, and text messaging are the options. You know, some people will go, hey, we're available on social media. But that's not what we're looking to do. I mean, you can do that, but I just don't look at it until after the show. And some people get pissed off about that. Like, I do it on purpose. It's like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I just don't check it because I got a lot of other things going on the screen. So there you go. So our show consists of doing a radio show that can be heard on Safety FM and on Radio Big and also on iHeartRadio and Odyssey and all other kind of stuff. And then we kind of go into the podcast motion. Our show jumps directly into a podcast at 8 a.m. Eastern time. But if you have one of those fancy-dancy podcasts, catchers. We can actually be there in real time. So it'll be coming across at our 7 o'clock Eastern hour as we are doing it. Or if not, you can just listen to it on the radio. Also, we do a video stream that's available on safetyfm.com under visual radio. We're also there on the social media aspect, and that's what gets me in trouble because people are like, I sent you a message and you didn't respond. I know. I get it. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we start getting into what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends at the end, of the end, the brother and sister say that they have a definitive proof that their father was DB Cooper, and FTX executives earned time off her prison sentence. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Taylor Swift is influential, and Nico Moon gets sued. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, Wicked is a box office hit for Broadway, and Barry Keoghan will play Ringo Starr. We'll talk about that. Also, Meghan Markle legal troubles with the trademark office worsened. So we'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So many things to talk about, so little time to do so. So if you are ready, I'm ready. And what I will do is I will bring in my friends from Feature Story News, and they will do a feature of a story for the news. Yeah, because that's part of the title. Feature Story News. So if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. So let's bring them in right now. Our friends at Feature Story News going ahead and talking away about what the hell's going on. So here you go.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Donald Trump has called U.S. President Joe Biden issuing an official pardon for his son Hunter abuse of justice. Biden, though, has defended his decision by claiming politics infected the judicial process in his son's trial. Earlier in the year, Hunter Biden was found guilty of illegal drug use and gun possession charges, becoming the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime. Sarah Kessler has more.
The president issued a statement Sunday saying no reasonable person looking at the facts in Hunter's criminal case could conclude that Hunter wasn't singled out because he's my son. Biden said there was an effort to break Hunter, which in turn meant trying to break the president. Hunter was convicted on federal gun charges. He's also due to be sentenced this month in a separate criminal case after pleading guilty in September to federal tax evasion. The pardon covers the guilty plea and the gun conviction.
U.S. lawmakers from both parties have questioned the political neutrality of Donald Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel. The president-elect has also nominated personal family connections for posts related to U.S. foreign policy. Our U.S. correspondent Jagruthi Dave has more.
Longtime Trump supporter Kash Patel has previously raised a few eyebrows with his calls to remove people from the FBI who refuse to support the president-elect's agenda. Democrats like Jamie Raskin called Patel a personal loyalist to Trump. Republican Senator Mike Rounds also noted how Trump's cabinet selections are based on loyalty. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray, who's a Republican, would have to resign or be sacked before Kash Patel could replace him. And this comes as Mr. Trump tapped his daughter Tiffany's father-in-law, the Lebanese-American businessman Masad Boulos, as his senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs. He previously has picked his daughter Ivanka's father-in-law, Charles Kushner, for the post of U.S. ambassador to France.
Taiwan President Lai Ching-te has kicked off his second day in the U.S. as China fumes over the stopover that is part of a week-long Pacific tour to drum up support for the island. China has vowed resolute countermeasures to a recently approved U.S. arms sale to Taiwan as well. Laura Westbrook has more.
The U.S. announced the approval of a sale worth $385 million of spare parts and support for F-16 jets and radars to Taiwan, just hours before its president, Lai Ching-te, left to visit three diplomatic allies in the Pacific. He will stop over in Hawaii and the U.S. territory of Guam. China's foreign ministry is fuming. It says the sale sends a wrong signal to Taiwan independence forces that it firmly opposes any official exchanges between the U.S. and Taiwan and strongly condemns the U.S. for arranging the transit.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at Donald Trump's nominee to be the next FBI director. Kash Patel is an outspoken and uncompromising supporter of the president-elect and his Make America Great Again agenda. A former chief of staff to the acting defense secretary in Trump's first term, he has endorsed the need for retribution against the president-elect's political enemies, telling Trump advisor Steve Bannon last December that he is firmly committed to unleashing the country's judicial system against people responsible for upending the first Trump administration.
The one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-round is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
That message strikes fear into many Trump opponents, including some who testified against the president at his two impeachment trials. Kash Patel, a former federal prosecutor and public defender, will need to secure Senate confirmation before he gets to sit atop the FBI, a process that could be sticky if a handful of Republicans take issue with his nomination. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Donald Trump calls U.S. President Joe Biden issuing an official pardon for his son Hunter abuse of justice, even as Biden defends his decision by claiming his son was selectively and unfairly prosecuted. 25 people killed as Russian and Syrian jets target Idlib in northern Syria. President Bashar al-Assad vows to retake Aleppo. Tens of thousands of Indian farmers are marching towards India's capital city, demanding agricultural reforms. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Sounds like some risky business for sure as we are talking. Anyways, currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour, and we have a lot of stuff to cover. So let's go ahead and get to it right now so we can start having all those, you know, great discussions that need to come about. So let's do this. A brother and sister in North Carolina say that their late father was D.B. Cooper, and that's that they have a parachute to prove it. A parachute? Okay. Well, let's hear the proof. As the story goes, on November the 24th of 1971, a passenger named Dan Cooper successfully hijacked a Boeing 727 with a bomb threat and exchanged the passengers on board for a set of parachutes and a $200,000 ransom money, and managed to disappear from the aircraft mid-flight somewhere over the southwestern Washington state. The following April, a man named Richard McCoy Jr. attempted a similar hijacking, making off with $500,000 when he bailed out over of Provo in Utah. He was arrested just 2 days later and convicted. 2 years later, he busted out of prison and he died in a shootout 3 months after that. Now McCoy's two kids say that they found the parachute that their father used as D.B. Cooper in a storage shed and showed it to an independent journalist who tracked down the case 2 decades ago. The parachute matches the type of provided to Cooper in 1971. After showing it to the reporter, they gave it to the FBI. The Bureau formally closed Cooper's case in 2016, but did reportedly collect DNA samples from the siblings. The siblings say that they know that the secret for years, but didn't come forward until after their mother died, fearing that it would be complicated. Be implicated in both the 1971 and 1972 hijacking. This is according to the Cowboy State Daily. So D.B. Cooper, I mean, think about this for a moment. Your proof that this person was your father and was D.B. Cooper is a parachute that you found in a storage shed. Wow. I really hope that people don't start digging through the trash can, because I don't know what the hell they might find.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, a fruit vendor who sold 35-cent bananas that was then duct taped to a wall and sold for $6.2 million felt that he was made the butt of a cruel joke when Sham Alam, a nearly blind 74-year-old Bangladesh immigrant who works on the sidewalk stand outside of Salisbury, was told that his fruit was part of the artwork. He became emotional, saying, "I am a poor man, and I have never had this kind of money. I have never seen this kind of money." After hearing his stories, Justin Sim, who bought and ate the banana, tweeted that he will buy 100,000 bananas from Alam's stand and will then be distributed free for the fruit free to worldwide. No word on Sim, who lives in China, is going to follow through on the promise. But anonymous New York worker started a GoFundMe for Alam with a promise to match a $5,000 raise. Donors contributed $17,000 by Sunday. So there you go. So how are you a butt of the joke? I don't understand. I mean, it's kind of a weird one if you think about it. So if you're a fruit stand vendor and you sell a fruit and somebody uses his artwork, I'm kind of, or were you thinking that you should be compensated more than what you sell the fruit for? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe, you know, you should tell me what I'm doing wrong here in regards to what I'm seeing. Call in radio.com. Will tell me more about what the hell you're thinking, because I have no clue. I'm kind of lost on that one. Like, what would you expect? So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, if you go to a restaurant, then sign a big contract while you're at the restaurant or after you had the food, should you donate money to the restaurant? I mean, I don't know. I look at things very differently, I guess. Anyways, last month, Caroline Ellison, the former girlfriend of Sam Bankman-Fried and the head of the hedge fund at the center of FTX's collapse, reported to Danbury Federal Correctional Institute in Connecticut to begin her 2-year prison sentence. Now the prison records show that she's already had more than 3 months shaved off of her sentence. While neither her lawyers nor prison officials have commented, prisoners with good behavior often earn time off their sentence as part of their 2018 First Step Act. The reported Business Insider, inmates can earn up to 54 days off of a good conduct for every year of the sentence. This is according to the Business Insider. So hold on, just 54 days, and she has 2 years, and you can shave off for 54. I mean, really must be good behavior if you're already 3 months down. I mean, good for her. In regards to talking about it. Also, the public got the first glimpse inside the restored Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris more than 5 years after the devastating fire broke out on the roof. While reconstruction brought a new design, architects and builders carefully paid tribute to the original construction. President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and his wife toured the site in a televised special and inspected the oak beam of the roof. Private donation worth nearly $1 billion helped fund the extensive restoration project. $1 billion? That's crazy. Which cleaned up the smoke damage, stained glass windows, and the iconic flying buttresses inside. The building will open to the public on Saturday. This is according to the New York Post. $1 billion. Okay, so let's think about that. That's a restoration project. And, okay, is this like one person donated the $1 billion? Because I'm totally lost now.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, an invasion of a wild turkey in northeast Minneapolis has USPS letter carriers on edge. The letters circulating to residents in the area encourage them to not feed them in the neighborhoods, to try to disperse the turkeys, which have taken the following mailmen while on their route. The rep of the local union tells CBS Minnesota, it's not like bad attacks are happening, but they are nuances. The state's DNR also advises to keep the bird feeder clean and scare turkeys off with loud noises or even a broom. Okay, so hold on. So now I'm chasing a turkey down with a broom? I mean, this is getting kind of weird. Think about that real quick. I mean, what else are you going to be doing? So you got a turkey, you know, that is a nuance and you need to chase it down with a broom. Then you're going to be getting cited on animal cruelty and all this other kind of stuff. You know how it goes around here.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, entertainment, I guess, is the name of the game. So let's talk about some things real quick. Bob Beyer. Yeah, Bob Beyer, the former drummer for My Chemical Romance, has died. He was found dead in his home in Tennessee on November the 26th. The cause of death is unknown. Beyer was only 44 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Also, actor Earl Holliman has died. He passed away on November the 25th, according to a statement from his partner. No further details were shared. Holliman was best known for his roles in The Twilight Zone and The Rainmaker. He was 96 at the time of his passing. Also, actor Wayne Northrop has died. He passed away on Friday at his California home after years long with battle of Alzheimer's. Wayne was best known for his roles in Dynasty and Days of Our Lives. He was 77 at the time of his passing. So a lot of interesting stuff going on right there. Now, you know, kind of a strange one as we were talking about it. So let's talk about the box office. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know what your Thanksgiving rituals are and if the box office makes it in. I will tell you, my daughter's convinced me to go to the movie theater twice over a two-day period. So there you go. So let's talk about some of the movies that were out there, and I'll talk about what I watched. Conclave came in at number 10 with $690,000. Also at number 9, A Real Pain with $785,000. At number 8, The Wild Robot with $820,000. At number 7, Venom, The Last Dance, $2.6 million. Okay, and then number 6, Pastor Spy Assassination, $2.9 million. Number 5, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, $4 million. And number 4, Red One, $15.9 million. It's down from the number 3 spot from the previous week, just in case. Also at number 3, Gladiators 2, $37.4 million, down from number 2. And number 2 was Wicked, with $97 million, down from the number 1 spot. And the number 1 movie in the box office, I don't think there was any doubt about this whatsoever was going to happen. But it was Moana 2, $163.5 million. So my daughter's convinced me to essentially go watch an animation and a musical. And the animation was part musical as well. So I got to see Moana and Wicked, during our little break there. And no, I'm not picking here. I'm just talking. So understand this. But that Wicked movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes. So it's almost a three-hour extravaganza there. And let me explain that when you get to the end of it, it's not over. That's part one. There is a part two, from what I understand. They don't really give a date. But the person that was sitting behind me that wanted to be a narrator during the whole damn movie was talking and said that the next one comes out in November of next year. So we will see what will happen. But yeah, 2 hours and 40 minutes. I want to say Moana was like an hour and 40, but don't hold me 100% to that one. But yeah, there you go. A lot of stuff going on in the box office. And then yesterday I'm at Universal Studios, and they have now, they have a whole store. I mean, in a whole store dedicated to the Wicked stuff. You know, I'm kind of amazed on how that story changes The Wizard of Oz. If you haven't seen the movie, I don't want to ruin it for you, but yeah. Whatever, you know, weird stuff. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyways, let's continue talking because, you know, I will go on some extravagant elaboration of crap about movies because that's what I've been doing all week. So the Dow gained about 188 points to close at 44,910 on Friday. The S&P gained about 33 points to close at 6,032. And the NASDAQ added about 157 points to close at 19,218. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.05 on Sunday. And Bitcoin rebounded a bit over the weekend. Are you ready for this? You know, it just had a minor rebound at $97,000. Yep, $97,000 is what you're looking at. So there you go. Also, let's take a listen to this one. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $541 million jackpot or a $257.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, go ahead and do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $224 million jackpot or a $106 million cash payout. So a lot of stuff going on as we are talking. So take a listen to this one. Fans of James Vanderbeek will be able to buy a limited edition number 4 Jonathan Mox jersey for his role on Varsity Blues, all signed by the actor. For charity, of course. In the announcement, Vanderbeek said that the proceeds will go to families recovering from financial burden of cancer, including his own. Last month, Vanderbeek shared that he is battling cancer. This is according to Page Six. So, I mean, it's great. It's great that he is doing a cause, for sure. Take a listen to this. 9 years after being diagnosed with a considered terminal cancer, Dolph Lundgren says that he is now cancer-free. In an Instagram post, the 67-year-old said that he's getting rid of the last dead tumor and had no cancer cells left in his body. Lundgren first spoke about his diagnosis in 2023, revealing that he was told that he had kidney cancer back in 2015. After surgery, he remained symptom-free for 5 years, but then additional tumors were discovered during a routine doctor visit. At that point, he was given terminal diagnosis that he had 2 to 3 years to live. This is according to Deadline. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Take a listen to this. Debbie Moore proved herself to be a bit of a food scientist on a recent episode of Hot Ones. Moore kicked off the episode by proclaiming that she's a spicy food enthusiast and was ready for the challenge, in which the celebs sample increasingly fiery hot sauces. While getting towards the end of the lineup, she explained that the science behind why some people actively subject themselves to the mouth-numbing sensation. So if you haven't seen the episode, probably would encourage you to go take a look-see-ooksie. No doubt about that. As we are talking. So that's it. So anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do right now? Because it might be a good time to do so. Don't you think it would be? I do.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time on the Rated R Safety Show. As we are talking. So I have to tell you, I live in a very, 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 and did I say very interesting state? I'm not going to lie here. And the reason that I say this is because we have so many different aspects that happen on this state. And you kind of know that I'm based in Orlando because I say it on every show that we're on together. But here's what happens. The theme park capital of the world is in Orlando in regards of how many theme parks are here. And the way that things are done. And, you know, the way that things are done, people fly from all different places of the world to come to some of the parks that are here. It's kind of, or the resorts is the proper term, in regards of the resorts that are here. But let's talk about this, because sometimes where you're kind of hanging out in the U.S., you get to do some stuff, and you don't realize that you might be going to places that are not as, treated in the same way that other things are. And you're probably sitting here going, where are you going with this? So you know that when you work, that you have different kind of crews. And the crews that you have, you kind of go, well, this crew does this, that crew does that. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those great things that happens because it's just the way that it goes. But I look at some things sometimes and I go, how crazy our world is when it comes to how we look at stuff. On how we go out there and say, okay, we're going to do this, but this is not our best crew. Well, you're going to probably have some questions. And I'm not saying here now that, you know, the best theme parks in the world are only in Orlando. But, man, are there some questions here in regards of some of the stuff that I'm going to bring up to you this morning. That is for sure. So let's kind of hang out a little bit here. because I want to show you something this morning. And it's a new story. And the new story consists of some things that occurred at a theme park that was not in Orlando, or it was not even in Florida. So take a listen to this little news story real quick, because I think we might enjoy it together. Let's go for it.
It shouldn't cost your life. It shouldn't cost your life to have fun.
A fun birthday celebration at Castles and Coasters on Sunday afternoon.
Go-karts, we did the smaller roller coaster, we did the magic carpet.
Turned into a nightmare for one Valley family.
I think the worst part for me is having the kids there and knowing that it could have been one of them.
The man got on to Desert Storm, a double looping roller coaster with only a lap bar for protection.
The lap bars came down, mine clicked twice, so click, click, and, you know, checked it was latched.
He says the operator didn't physically check the bars.
I pushed up on mine, she looked, she walked away.
Then the ride starts.
We start the climb, and you hear, you know, the click of the chain of a normal roller coaster going up, you know, click, 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 click.
And the unthinkable happens.
We get just about to the top, and I hear a click different from the click of the chain taking us up. And so I checked my lap bar one more time, and it released.
Video from the ground shows what happens next.
Well, I had mere seconds to act on whether I stayed on or got off.
The man climbs out of the moving roller coaster onto the catwalk.
I just started to climb down because I just wanted off of that.
He says the operator didn't notice what happened until he was on the ground.
She should have been watching that car, and when she saw me climbing out, she should have been able to hit him in emergency release.
Arizona is one of eight states that does not regulate its amusement parks, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. State law requires parks to have private or insurance companies inspect the rides annually.
Yeah, 100% needs to change. I think all amusement parks that basically, you know, have people's lives in their hand need to be better regulated.
The man says he filed a report with the park, but was not given a copy.
I think the scariest part was the negligence on their part and just the absolute carelessness that they had throughout the entire thing.
I reached out to Castles and Coasters for comment on this incident, but did not get a response. In Phoenix, Gabriella Becerra, 12 News.
So think about that real quick as we are talking. So, wow. I mean, what a change of events there. So all of a sudden you're going down in regards of taking a ride and you're going on a double looper with all of a sudden just a lap bar protection and the thing doesn't even click into place. So I bring up this story because I want you to think about this. Arizona is one of eight states that, you know, you saw what the or you heard what the requirement was, which was not much in regards of how these things get inspected. And sometimes I look at some of these things as we tie in news stories, and I go, man, what a weird world we live in at times, that you can take something like this and go, how is it okay here but not okay there? And then you heard me earlier talk about crews. And think about it. You have your A crews, you have your B crews, and you have your C crews. And now, listen, I'm not picking on the lady that was running the machine, but what category would you find her under? And what is the determination between your A crew, your B crew, and your C crew? The difference. Because what are you willing to let people get away with? And did the guy do the right thing by jumping off the ride? And why was there not a failsafe? Like, there was no failsafe whatsoever in regards of what was going on when he jumped out. And, you know, we'd love to thank the news station out of Phoenix where I'm actually, or out of Arizona, actually saying this story. But, man, it is a weird time. So, as you think about it today, what are you willing to let your crews get away with and not get away with? Because listen to what could have happened. And that's sometimes stuff that you had to sit around and think about. What could have happened there? And why didn't the machine stop? So many questions.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
A non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
You won't like what you see.
Yeah, I feel like a monster. And I'll just hit the home show. Not the worst kind of me. Now I feel like a monster, and I'll just hit a home show. I'll become your nightmare, sleeping in your dreams.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Monster. As we are hanging out, monster. Doing our thing. Yeah, a little monster action. Yeah, this right here is Willie Echo, Monster, Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff, a lot of time, a lot of things, that's for sure. This song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. If you want to give it a little downloady-ody action, you know how I am. I love me some music. Okay, we'd like to thank Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, that's what we got going on. Let's talk a little bit real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Things can get better. Find out more information. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Go all the way to the far right-hand side on that website and click on the section that says Find Help. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on right there as we are hanging and banging and doing our stuff as we are talking. So let's take a look around and see what the hell is going on still inside of the world of the news, because hey, we're always talking about some of this stuff. Why would we not be doing this? So let's talk about that holiday mixer. So now it's December, and I believe that means the season of pumpkin spice is officially over. So what's the next? It's the deep thinkers at Pepsi are to be believed. You definitely want to get your hands on their new festive flavor, which tastes like holiday season in a can. The new Pepsi Zero Sugar Gingerbread blends notes of brown sugar, cinnamon, ginger, and molasses. According to all recipes, Pepsi Zero Sugar Gingerbread gives dirty soda vibe that starts with sweet and almost chocolatey in flavor and finishes with some warm spicy with an almost creamy mouthful. The new soda flavor out this week will only be available at the Pepsi's website via special giveaway on TikTok. Go figure, on TikTok. The first holiday release for Pepsi since Pepsi Holiday Spice, which was released in 2004 and discontinued 2 years later. And with reviewers using words like dirty soda, one can only even think of what that's going to taste like or how long it's going to last. Sorry, Pepsi. For me, the title Holiday Season in a Can is already taken by Cranberry Jelly and Budweiser. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking. I mean, I don't know. It gets so weird sometimes with some of the stuff that we talk about. So there you go. What else do we got? Let's talk about this one. The holiday shopping season is definitely underway. And with the average shopper in the U.S. planning to spend more than $1,000 on gifts alone this year, many must be concerned about the overspending. Today, consumers have a ton of options when it comes to pay for your seasonal expenditures. Do you swipe the credit card or pick up the free miles, or do you use the buy now, pay later and spread the payment over time? Or do you use a debit card to avoid going into debt? According to experts, if you're worried about spending too much, you should go old school and pay with cash. Business school professor Jay Zagori of Boston University points out that committing to using paper money gives you automatic method of budgeting. When you're out of cash, you're done shopping. And in addition, you're likely to spend less by paying with cash, thanks to the psychological pain of paying, which isn't apparent when you're using a card. Thirdly, it's a long run, paying cash for things is cheaper because you don't have to pay interest on your purchases. One caveat, though, Professor doesn't recommend putting all of your money into your wallet at once. Instead, bring just a portion of it, of your budgeted cash, when you go shopping. If you need to bring it all, split it into money and to keep everything separate. So, sorry, pal. I simply can't get my hands on enough cash to fulfill my holiday traditions or for buying one of those things for someone else and not for me. Good points, though. It's also very handy for the feel that their kids are running out of things to make fun of, especially when you're using cash. I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff to think about as we are talking. So with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about the Motivation Minute. Let's do that.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Monica. Holiday time of 1938, Bob May wasn't feeling much comfort or joy. The 34-year-old ad writer was exhausted and broke. His wife was losing her 2-year battle with cancer. Bob did his best to care for their 4-year-old daughter. He shared a fun tale about a reindeer with a bright nose who found a special place with Santa. His wife passed away just before Christmas. He reluctantly went to his company party at Montgomery Ward. His co-workers encouraged him to share the story he'd written. After he read it, there was a standing ovation. And the story was bought by Montgomery Ward, and they gave away over 6 million copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They returned all rights to Bob May, and his story made him a millionaire.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Change is not only one of life's most difficult lessons, but one of its most important. The person who refuses to accept what he cannot change cuts himself off from the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. Conversely, the person who comes to terms with his past is now free to embrace the future. Philippians 3 says, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Lord Jesus, help us to forget the past with its mistakes and disappointments. Help us to focus on your will for our future. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Donald Trump has called U.S. President Joe Biden issuing an official pardon for his son Hunter abuse of justice. Biden, though, has defended his decision by claiming politics infected the judicial process in his son's trial. Earlier in the year, Hunter Biden was found guilty of illegal drug use and gun possession charges, becoming the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime. Sarah Kessler has more.
The president issued a statement Sunday saying no reasonable person looking at the facts in Hunter's criminal case could conclude that Hunter wasn't singled out because he's my son. Biden said there was an effort to break Hunter, which in turn meant trying to break the president. Hunter was convicted on federal gun charges. He's also due to be sentenced this month in a separate criminal case after pleading guilty in September to federal tax evasion. The pardon covers the guilty plea and the gun conviction.
U.S. lawmakers from both parties have questioned the political neutrality of Donald Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel. The president-elect has also nominated personal family connections for posts related to U.S. foreign policy. Our U.S. correspondent Jagruthi Dave has more.
Longtime Trump supporter Kash Patel has previously raised a few eyebrows with his calls to remove people from the FBI who refuse to support the president-elect's agenda. Democrats like Jamie Raskin called Patel a personal loyalist to Trump. Republican Senator Mike Rounds also noted how Trump's cabinet selections are based on loyalty. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray, who's a Republican, would have to resign or be sacked before Kash Patel could replace him. And this comes as Mr. Trump tapped his daughter Tiffany's father-in-law, the Lebanese-American businessman Massad Boulos, as his senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs. He previously has picked his daughter Ivanka's father-in-law, Charles Kushner, for the post of U.S. ambassador to France.
Taiwan President Lai Ching-te has kicked off his second day in the U.S. as China fumes over the stopover that is part of a week-long Pacific tour to drum up support for the island. China has vowed resolute countermeasures to a recently approved U.S. arms sale to Taiwan as well. Laura Westbrook has more.
The U.S. announced the approval of a sale worth $385 million of spare parts and support for F-16 jets and radars to Taiwan, just hours before its president, Lai Ching-te, left to visit three diplomatic allies in the Pacific. He will stop over in Hawaii and the U.S. territory of Guam. China's foreign ministry is fuming. It says the sale sends a wrong signal to Taiwan independence forces that it firmly opposes any official exchanges between the U.S. and Taiwan and strongly condemns the U.S. for arranging the transit. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Carry the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, that sounded like some serious business, no doubt about that. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2001, energy giant Enron files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, exposing one of the largest corporate scandals to ever rock the U.S. The company got in trouble with creative and illegal accounting practices and defrauded shareholders and employees. The company's stock price dropped from $90 a share in the mid-2000s to less than a dollar by December of 2001. That happened back on this date in 2001. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, I have some of those. It's Aaron Jones's birthday. He turns 30. Charlie Puth turns 33. Jana Kramer turns 41. Aaron Rodgers, 41 as well. Britney Spears turns 43. Lely Furtado turns 46. Joe Lotrigo turns 54, Lucy Liu turns 56, and Edwin Meese turns 93 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those to share with you. So let's talk about them because I think that those will be importante. You don't think they'll be important? Why would they not be important? I mean, I would say that they were always important. So why wouldn't you deem them? I mean, I don't know. You know what happens sometimes? People move stuff. That's what happens. So it's Cyber Monday. So let's talk about that because people are going to love that. So Cyber Monday is, you know, it's one of those days where people go out and, you know, well, they don't go out. I guess they do it from home where they're looking at, some of the greatness that is today in regards of, things that you could do today. Also, it's Walt Disney Day, Fritters Day, Play Basketball Day, Mutt Day, Business of Popping Corn Day, and what else? UAB National Day. So there you go. So some things to look at if you're so encouraged to do so. If you need a random joke for today, well, I have one of those for you, because why would I not have that? I went to the store to buy some candle holders, but they didn't have any, so I bought a cake instead. If you need a question for the phone, or if you need a phone starter, try this. What phrase makes you roll your eyes every time you hear it? And then, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. If you're average, you have about 24 of these in your home. What are they? Gift bags. Yes, gift bags would be what you actually have. So anyways, thanks for coming back, hanging out with me, and doing the things that you get to do and I get to do together with you. That's for sure. Always enjoy our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. If you hang out here, the likes of Sheldon Primus will come into Safety FM, and he'll take over and talk about the world of safety consulting. So that's what we got going on. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Think about that. That one might take you places that you didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I do. See me too.